This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Barack Obama said that they would have a red line, they crossed it, and he did nothing. And Bashar Assad and his friends, his friends the Russians, take note of what Americans say. I'm sure they took note of what our Secretary of State said just the other day, that the Syrian people would be determining their own future themselves. That one of the more incredible statements I've ever heard.
That was Senator John McCain. A lot of reaction, obviously, to what happened in Syria. Just shock, sadness. The images are awful. Syrian gas attack. I think, to me, of everything that I've seen, just, and this is like the photograph that's pretty much everywhere, but you see a man just so distraught carrying a young child, and he... You can see the grief and the anger across his face. This is part of the conversation right at the beginning of the show with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. We go to Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Lori, the reaction, first of all, to what happened in Syria, you heard McCain there, but what else was being said from the White House and just in general?
So the White House is saying a couple of things. They led with... They condemned the attack. They called it reprehensible. What they also did is they said that this is something that President Obama is to blame for. They brought up this red line speech he'd given a couple years back where he said if Assad used chemical weapons, the U.S. would act. And the story's more complicated than Obama just not acting, but Trump's White House says really Obama's to blame here. And then they're also saying, and now the issue is Russia and Iran's problem to solve. They're saying that Iran and Russia have chosen to prop up the regime and have represented the regime in ceasefire discussions, and this is their riddle to solve.
Wow. This is their riddle to solve. So at this point, there's just going to be a lot of rhetoric, I guess, and that kind of, I guess, reaction out of Washington in the next couple of days, unless we see something else happen, I suppose.
I don't think we're going to, from the White House statements, and then also today, a senior State Department spokesperson briefed reporters on background. And he said a lot of what we heard out of the White House in these public channels. And this is, again, that this is Russia and Iran's problem. So this doesn't seem like the White House is going to move on Assad in any meaningful way. And this also reflects comments that we saw from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the UN's Nikki Haley, right, saying that the U.S. is focused on ISIS in Syria. And that was looked at as saying, well, the U.S. isn't focused on Assad.
Wow. All right, we move from that horror show, obviously, and the sadness for the people of Syria, to what's going on in our nation's capital. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, apparently really pushed the clock on go, as you know, Lori, when he moved to end the debate on Gorsuch's nomination. So the thought was, and he said this last week, that by Friday he will be confirmed by the Senate as the next Supreme Court justice. What do you think as far as the clock being set? And again, this is more rhetoric back and forth, only Washington style, on what's going to happen here, because we've seen Democrats that could block ending the debate. The filibuster, they have to come up with the 41 votes. Now the nuclear option essentially enforced. What does it all mean?
So McConnell has said that he has the votes to break that filibuster, and Democrats are saying that they are ready for that nuclear option, right, that change in Senate rules that would allow a simple majority for the Supreme Court nominee to become a sitting member of the Supreme Court. So I don't have the breakdown in front of me in terms of what those votes look like, but I can't say that it's perfectly clear which path that's going to take. It seems like, at least in rhetoric, leaders of both parties are bringing out the guns full force.
Yeah, I like that. They're bringing out the guns, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of that, there was a lot of conversation on talk radio about the former National Security Advisor, Susan Rice. She was saying on Tuesday that she was just doing her job by asking for the names of American citizens to be unmasked for intelligence gathering purposes last year, basically, but that she didn't leak anything to the media. She did an interview with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, and she addressed a report that said she played a major role in revealing the nation's intelligence communities, you know, the American names, the specific people, etc., and people in Donald Trump's inner circle. And she said, "I leaked nothing to nobody." And I think there was reaction about Susan Rice again in Washington. Susan Rice is not well-liked, certainly by Republicans, am I right?
You're right. And she's not well-liked because of her role in the Benghazi scandal. She had said after the attack on that consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that U.S. officials thought that this was spurred by a video that was shared online, and that turned out to not be true, or at least fully true. So conservatives have really bit on to that, and but you saw that play across in the press today. She was, she called some pretty nasty things from Republican defense hawks today.
Yeah. You know, again, I think that she certainly churns up the news cycles, at least on some stations, that she just has that name where I say there's certain people that are polarizing, and Susan Rice definitely got pegged as one of those, that's for sure. All right, Lori Lewis, thank you so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
By the way, the other thing that Lori and I have talked about, and of course I've talked about with some others as well from Talk Media News and all of you, is this whole healthcare thing and where that's going. The prediction is VP Pence is saying the White House is serious about a healthcare vote, and they're going to do what they can to make that happen. He says they want a vote on healthcare reform this week, and the White House still meeting with conservative groups on very short notice to talk about it. Pence, joined by Rince Priebus and some others, suggest the White House is going to make this happen this week. Boy, that's pretty big to do that, because the Republican health care bill failed 2 weeks ago when it didn't get enough support from Republicans, even though President Trump pushed it and House Speaker Paul Ryan did. The Freedom Caucus, a fiscally conservative faction inside the House GOP, they weren't on board with this, and they were some that were blocking it, so that's one of the reasons why it didn't go through. And I wonder why they feel as though they may have those votes now, because still some of those people are not budging. All right, we've just scratched the surface, if you know what I mean. I'll meet you on the flip side with some serious odds and ends.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely
black. You want smooth sailing and a confirmation hearing from the Democrats? Ignore the law, ignore the facts, and pick sides based upon who you sympathize with. You want...
All right, so that was Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, and just there we were talking to Lori Lewis, in case you missed it, who covers Washington for Talk Media News, the confirmation of Gorsuch. How quickly is that going to happen? Mitch McConnell keeps promising Friday. Ah, promise a sweet Friday. So to me, it looks like that, because, you know, it's a numbers game. That's everything in Washington is about numbers. In case you don't know that, you know, we do our segment called We Can Count. And it is true. I think numbers are all around us, but they certainly are in D.C. You get elected by numbers. You need numbers of people. You need serious coin to get elected. You need numbers of people to back you up when you're on committees to get bills approved. If you're the president of the United States, you need numbers to work on health care. We just talked about that. You need numbers to get a Supreme Court nominee confirmed, and that's the gist of what you just heard there from Ted Cruz, that there are certain sides all the way around this. I think the big story is the reaction of shock and sadness, as I mentioned when I cracked open the mic, over this chemical attack in Syria, one of the worst, by the way, in years. A lot of people blaming, of course, Assad, which makes complete sense. And it was just a kill zone. I mean, it became a kill zone. Bashar al-Assad, is it time for him to go? And you think of the leaders that back Assad, Russia and Iran. I mean, this is, to me, this is a war crime. Plain and simple. Right? Plain and simple. I mean, look, Trump blamed the Syrian government, blamed Assad, and said that Russia and Iran, you know, need to step up. They need to step up in this situation. So you have dozens of people, children especially, were choking, gasping, foaming at the mouth, breathing and sucking in that poison, which contained a nerve agent or some other banned chemical. It spread after warplanes dropped bombs in the early morning hours. So even rescue workers got ill and collapsed from the proximity to the people who were filled with that poison, the dead. They were filled with it. What they're saying is, in the province where this happened, where it took place, that at least 69 people have died. They're still identifying a lot of those dead people. The Assad government, remember they renounced chemical weapons about 5 years ago after that large chemical attack that American intelligence said was carried out by his forces. But, of course, he denied that his military had been responsible. But he does that every single time you talk about anything to do with chemicals being used in Syria. And then the counterpunch is, well, it's the insurgents. They're using toxic weapons when they don't reach the goals of their sponsors. But who would have the motive to carry that out? And the ability to do it, it would be the Syrian military. Right? Then they said something else, that warplanes had struck an insurgent storehouse containing toxic substances. Do you think that's true? The videos that were so graphic online, sadly I saw some of them, children, older adults, just, again, struggling to breathe, motionless in the mud, rescue workers ripping off their clothes, hosing them down. I mean, you had children just lined up like pieces of garbage on the ground, under a quilt. In some cases, they put quilts over them, thank goodness. I mean, it was awful. I mean, it's brazen. It's sickening. It's despicable. I can think of many, many words to use in this case. And once you see it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, we can condemn these attacks. We can order the Syrian government to provide flight plans and the names of the commanders and charge of the operations. All of that can certainly happen. The blame game for some goes back to the Obama administration, saying that we saw this before and nothing was done. I mean, this bottom line is, whatever with the famous red line statement, right now today what we're dealing with is he's reprehensible. Reprehensible. There is just no up. I mean, there's just no. All the people that have been killed. It's just outrageous. So they got to come back and hit him in some way. I mean, too many children. Too many children dying from this, and that's pretty much what they call them, the white helmets, the rescue workers. That's pretty much what they saw. People collapsing outdoors in big numbers, and I mean, just an awful thing to see, a shocking, shocking act. And what happens now? You know, there's actually an organization for the prohibition of chemical weapons. And, of course, they're accusing the Islamic State of using mustard gas in Iraq and Syria, and we have heard that before. But a chemical weapons attack, if done by the government, would be something completely different. Think of the billions of dollars being put into reconstructing Syria. Would that still happen if it is if that government is presided over, run by Assad? I'm thinking right there is the no. I'm thinking it's a no. But it's shocking, and it is a vicious act, an inhumane act, what happened in Syria. And like I said, sadly, the people in Syria have seen that before. They really have. Coming up on the show, I want to remind everybody, a couple of you asked me about this, kind of on the lighter side. My husband will join us. He joins us each and every week for The Other Side. A lot of times he won't tell me, now this is the new thing, he won't tell me what we're going to talk about. So I may be as surprised as you when ultimately whatever comes up. I'll get his virtual list before he joins us in our next segment, you know, on the air. Let's put it that way. A couple of other quick odds and ends. I mentioned that this was one of those segments where I would throw some of them at you. It's hard to get past that whole Syrian thing. But something that happened that's really, really interesting to me is the NFL partnering with Amazon to stream NFL games. When I first saw that, I thought, am I misreading this? Of course, live streaming is big because people with mobile phones, I mean, it's all about mobile phones, right? So somehow they're going to do this. They're going to stream Thursday night football games in the upcoming season. It's for 1 year, 10 games. It cost Amazon $50 million. Now, also in the running, by the way, for this, so not just Amazon, was Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. They were in the running for the live streaming rights because that's how big the NFL is. So the amount of people that tune into games on TV is one thing, but with high-quality streaming on an app and not a lot of glitches, wow, I got to think that this could be really, really big. I mean, Thursday night games, some of the matchups are some great matchups, and 10 of them. So where those 10 games are in the season will be interesting. But the NFL decided to do this live stream thing as a way to attract viewers who use social media and are about mobility, as well as those who may not have cable. So you don't have cable and you're going other places to watch the game or whatever it is. Now this is something that, of course, would be really attractive to all the people who were trying to make it happen because they realize getting the NFL is just too big. The Other Side, coming up when Paul joins me in the studio here on America Tonight.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
It's that time of the week when we turn to the other side. A visit from my other half. That would be Paul, who is kind of in a little bit of a funk today because Payless filed for bankruptcy. And this is a difference between Paul and I. I grew up in a household where my mother said, listen, if you don't even have food to eat, it's about the shoes, kiddo. Save your pennies for really good shoes because they'll last longer, they'll look better, and everybody looks at your shoes. And Paul subscribes to the theory, as we know, because I've talked about him leaving shoes all over the house, that it's more about quantity versus quality. So this is a real difference between us. So is that why you, it seemed like that's why you were in a funk today, right?
Well, this is shocking news, and this is kind of really a jolt to me because they recently started carrying Kangaroos, the shoes of my childhood, with they had a pouch in them and a zipper, and you could carry cool concealed stuff in them. So I am kind of really sad about that now that you mentioned it.
Kangaroos? I don't remember Kangaroos. Oh, you mean it had
Kangaroos, British Knights. I could go on and on with
really?
All of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, here's what I remember. Does everyone remember their first shoes? I remember this clearly because, of course, I went to Catholic school, and we had to wear these shoes, those Oxford sandals, they called them. And you always had to, you had to, like, paint them. You had to, you know, not paint them. You had to put shoe polish on them, white shoe polish. But they were white, and then they were black. They were white and had a little bit of black on it around the...
Mary Catherine Gallagher shoes.
They were. And Mary Catherine Gallagher is a character, of course, from a while ago on Saturday Night Live. So I remember getting those shoes always. We came back from the shore, and we go right to this special, of course, shoe store in Haddonfield, New Jersey. And we got those shoes. And then my mother, because she knew I hated them, she would let me get whatever sneakers I wanted. And I wanted boy sneakers because they were better. The girl sneakers were brutal. They had just those little pieces of rubber on the front, and they were like red and blue. I like the boy sneakers better. They seemed like they were constructed better, like the Converses and whatever else they had.
That explains a lot now. I'm learning everything every week on this show, but I just like to say I'm glad that my feet are size 12 and yours are 7.5.
Because I won't ever wear your shoes, I guarantee that. There's no way I will. Okay, here's the thing that's interesting. You know, you hear the Love and Marriage song is familiar to some people at the beginning of this segment, and Paul and I were talking about, and people always ask us, I shouldn't say always, but when they first get to know us, how do we meet each other, and, you know, where do we get married? That seems to be the question. Where did you get married? And when we got married, we debated a couple of different places. It wasn't going to be Philadelphia, where I'm from, or New Jersey, or New York, although we did get engaged on the top of the Empire State Building, which was really crazy. Because I was in shock and I had no idea, and it was just really a surprise. We decided it would be Texas, but where would it be in Texas? And we ended up, and I think mentioned this before, we got married in San Antonio. And you had some thoughts about our wedding you wanted to bring up, because some people asked some questions about it.
Well, yeah, I just was, you know, ruminating about how whenever you do a destination wedding, you have to find somebody to officiate, and that instead of going with the justice of the peace, we found a person online to marry us.
A person online
by the name of J.D. Bogus, and he had a very thick accent, and we were a little worried because it was kind of like, you know, the Dukes of Hazzard, like Boss Hogg, is what the images in my mind were.
But do you think we're really married? Or do you think he was legit now that I think about that?
Well, maybe I should check.
That might be a good idea. I don't know. That's a quick out, isn't it?
Might be time for celebration.
All right, so J.D. Bogus. What else about J.D. Bogus?
Well, he turned out to be the wise choice because he actually wasn't there when I showed up to get married, and you weren't there either. So we were waiting on more, not only you, but our officiating pastor, minister. Turns out we chose wisely, though, because the justice of the peace didn't show up for another wedding that was taking place right next to ours. So our pastor was nice enough to marry the folks next to us, and we didn't know what was going on where he was.
Wait a second. Say that word again. Did you say folks?
Folks. Okay. But he promptly came over, and once you showed up, we found him, too.
But I have to tell everyone, once I showed up, okay, so here's the thing. We didn't realize, and how I didn't realize, I don't know, but that the final four was being played in San Antonio, so it was crawling with people, and we were getting married on Marriage Island, which is right off the Riverwalk. My nephew and brother were with me in a limo to take us down to the Riverwalk, and the people that were coming to the wedding, our family and friends, were in boats on the river. And so the boats got there way before I got there because we were stuck in traffic.
Bass boats? What kind of boats?
They were the tourist boats that go up and down. You know this. They go up and down the, you know, do they call it the canal? The Riverwalk.
Yeah, the San Antonio River.
Yeah. So here's the thing about destination weddings. For anyone thinking about getting married, I looked up some statistics about this. One out of every four wedding, they say, is a destination wedding. These are unofficial statistics, so don't hold my feet to the fire. Since I met John Molitor, the brilliant dean, one of the brilliant deans at Michigan State, I am definitely, not that I was, but I do not mess up my research. So this is solid research, just so you know. 1 in 4 are a destination wedding. New York City weddings are the most expensive by far. Hotels, you know, maybe up to $400. The average wedding costs, you know, over $70,000. That's crazy, $70,000. Top location for destination weddings in the U.S., Florida, California, and Nevada. So we didn't pick a popular place for our wedding.
No Elvis wedding for us.
Oh, I can't do an Elvis wedding. I lived in Vegas way before I knew you, and people would always joke about the chapels there, and no. I had two friends that did get married in Vegas, and actually both of them are still married, so it worked out for them.
Well, we did get to stay at the Beauregard house, though, so that was really cool about the destination wedding. And we avoided the rain.
We did, because we got married in March, as we just said last week, was our 10-year anniversary. Amazing. And everybody said, of course, because, you know, there's always just naysayers, it's going to rain. Everybody is all of a sudden a weather forecaster and telling me, everyone was telling me, that's the worst date ever. Why would you get married in March? It's going to pour. It's going to rain. It's going to be awful. And, you know, I had friends that I don't know if I've even ever talked about this on the air, but I had friends, great friends, that came from all over. You know, from Chicago, my cousin John and his now wife came from Chicago, and then my friend Robin, who was a comedian at the time and was doing some other things, came down from Seattle. My friend Annie came in from Los Angeles. So that was the other crazy thing. The people that came to our wedding, there was like no direct flights for most of them, a few of them, but they usually had to go through like Dallas and then get on another puddle jumper. And of course, my family all came from New Jersey and Philadelphia, and they loved it, though. They loved San Antonio, and Paul mentioned the Beauregard house, which was the place where my family stayed, but there was a couple of bed and breakfasts, and that made it really nice because you could sit there and talk with everyone. You know how it is when you go to a wedding, especially a big wedding, or even a medium or small wedding. You have no time to talk to anyone, and they've come in from these far away places, and the conversation is like non-existent because you're too busy and you're wrapped up on everything that's happening. So yeah, so destination weddings, Just as an aside here, are incredibly popular. They say that 350,000 destination weddings take place annually. I think that number could even be higher. Vegas is the leading place to get married. Over 100,000 a year. I wonder how many of those marriages end up in divorce. Because you go to Vegas, woohoo, we're happy, it's great, I just met you, let's get married.
Pretty good success rate with the people you know, I guess.
Yeah. The people I know, absolutely, for sure. All right, we have one other thing. Of course, we're both big NFL fans, me doing it for a living and liking the NFL, you liking the Dallas Cowboys. It was just announced that Amazon, Paul, is going to stream NFL games, just the Thursday night games, and 10 of them. Smart of Jeff Bezos. He paid $50 million to do that. A couple of other people wanted it. Facebook was one of them, so they could live stream it. I think it'll explode. Because it'll be on your mobile device. You could be out somewhere. And as long as the quality's good, you'll be able to just stream whatever the game is.
Yeah, I'm an old man. I'm 45, so I like my big screen TV. I don't like watching sports on a tiny little screen. So, you know,
Yeah, but if you're out somewhere, you're stuck, and the Cowboys were on Thursday night, you would have the ability to watch it on your phone, on your mobile device. Or iPad or whatever.
True.
So I think it's just a brilliant business move by Jeff Bezos, who is the smartest man on the face of the earth. There's no question. What is he, like the richest guy now? Number two. He's number two. Forbes had him at number two. All right, say goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul.
He'll be back next week. We hope, anyway. I'll be back in a sec. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Ultimately, that's the position of millions of Syrians who have been brutally oppressed by him, as well as our Arab allies in the region. Yes, we can make the destruction of ISIS and Raqqa our most immediate priority because of the threat they pose to us, but ultimately, we're not going to have any kind of peaceful resolution in Syria if Bashar al-Assad remains in power.
All right, so Assad must go. What do you say as a conscientious American looking at this humanitarian crisis in Syria and plus what we've invested in Syria? I just could not agree more. That, by the way, was Senator Cotton talking about the gas attacks and the idea that, yeah, you got to boot Assad in this case. Absolutely. It's ridiculous. So, 5 years ago, no, not responsible. Do you think he was responsible? Well, yes, our intelligence people think so. But we don't do anything. Now the red line in the sand is gone anyway, and who cares? I mean, there's no line whatsoever. It's a whole new day. But we're reverting back to Assad and gas. And if that's what we represent, and we're always talking about stomping out dictators and murderers and thugs and whatever, then how can we not dump Assad, do what we can to put pressure to have Assad out? You know, it's like you see that picture, and I'm sure he regrets it now, but the former Secretary of State, Kerry, John Kerry, having dinner, he and his wife having dinner with Assad and his wife, hunky-dory, everything's all hunky-dory. And then there's reports about him, and there always has been reports about him, that there is plenty that doesn't meet the eye. But here's where you really draw the line. It is true. Where do you draw the line? In gassing people. If you see those kids, the way I saw them, the few where they had video clips, I couldn't even look at it, man. I could not. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. It was so awful to see that. And I'll tell you, if I was in power, there is no question that I would make some sort of move and pressure whoever I had to pressure to work on removing Assad. Without a doubt. Tomas in Michigan. Hello. Hey, Tomas.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I totally can hear you now.
I am speaking through a voice synthesizer anti-masking device. I will stop speaking through this device if Kate Delaney, you promise not to unmask me.
I promise.
Okay. You see how that happened? You were talking about something really important, Kate. Okay.
Yeah.
Something that actually probably maybe brought you to tears early in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started talking about masking. Okay. And there may be a reason why we continue to talk in D.C. about masking. Most people in America, you know, if you say masking, they're thinking masking tape or Halloween masks or, you know, the masks that women put on with the mud and everything on their face or whatever. And I think there's a reason for that, because there's some really important stuff going on that we may have to deal with in a mad dog type of way. You know, it's not just the gassing in Syria. It's the North Koreans. Every president gets tested, right? Remember Bush, as soon as he came in, like the first month, the Chinese knocked down one of our reconnaissance planes, remember?
Yeah.
You know, it was Wang Wei-ling, or whatever his name was. He died, the little Chinese pilot. And that was a big, they're always going to test the new president. And that's what's happening now. And I got a feeling that, that we are actually masking. You know, we're trying to keep that in the news there, because we're ready to punch somebody's teeth out. I don't know who it's going to be. But either one of those two, Assad or Kim, would be, you know, win-win situations. We would come out looking really good either way. And,
yeah.
And I think that you're going to see the difference between the Trump administration and the Obama administration. Now, you know, when you cross the line into warfare, you don't know what can happen. You know, it can be repercussions. You know,
absolutely, we've seen that.
Yeah, they can have agents over here. You know,
ready to
pop something off, but you can't be allowing these little two-bit dictators to act in such a way that the rest of the world looks like is acting in fear. You know, I mean, Assad is nothing. You know, and Kim's got nuclear weapons. You know, maybe 6, 7, or 8. But there's ways to deal with that too. You know, you can hit them with an EMT attack, and hopefully that knocks out their command control, and if we've got some information on them, you know. But either one of those guys, they need to go. They need to go. Because this world is getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens in Syria can happen in Austin, Texas, can happen in Quebec, Canada, can happen in Buenos Aires. So, I think if you hear the volume of mask go up, get ready. I think it's going to be masking something else. And we definitely have to show the world that we are not like Obama. When they gassed those civilians, they did cross the line. And we're the only people there who could put them in their place. We're the only people on Earth. And if we don't do that, pretty soon that line is going to be coming over to the United States. And then you're going to say gas tax here. So,
what you just said there, Tomas, is so chilling. Just imagine, you have a family. Just imagine that. I can't even imagine that. It's frightening to think of that. Absolutely. It's awful.
So, you know, there's people that produce these weapons, too. And we know who they are.
Yeah.
But they're getting off scot-free, too. See, we have to. I think Trump is listening to some people with hardcore experience in these matters, you know, and he's not going to play politics, you know. Sometimes these people in D.C., they have to play politics. That's the only thing they know how to do, like for money, for Obamacare. You know, before the money, the river money was going to the left wing. Now they got to turn that river money to the right wing. That takes a lot of you know, work. You just can't turn it off and on like that. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. But when you got people getting gassed, you've got to put your foot down. And let's just, you know, pray to whatever we pray to, that you know, our troops are in our country is blessed.
Boy, no kidding. Yeah, well said. And of course, what Tomas said there is the thing. Imagine, you know, the masking. Imagine the fear that would strike in the United States. And that was one of the worries. You go back to 9/11. That was one of the concerns after 9/11, that we were going to see some kind of chemical attack here in the United States. And you would have crop dusters and they would spread that. And that's what would happen. Because of the thought that, okay, now the people who want to harm us are getting these flying lessons, and that's a perfect way to attack a race of people, a group of people, just by going to any suburb or going someplace bigger, going wherever people gather, and getting them with the gas, the deadly gas, which is in Syria. This is the prime example of what's happened. Doing the everyday life thing, and then suddenly you're on the ground foaming at the mouth. Just absolutely awful. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always catch us 24/7, no calories, calorie-free, by flipping me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and you're in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.